What makes a life a good one? Is it the adventure you have? Or the friends you find along the way? Maybe it's pursuing your passion while striving to protect, defend, and save what you believe in every single day. So what makes a life a good one? In the Coast Guard, we think it's all of the above and more. But you'll have to find out for yourself. Visit GoCoastGuard.com to learn more.
Ah. The comfort of your favorite seat is now your comfy car selling command center, thanks to Carvana.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Your favorite seat's the best spot in the house. Make it even better by entering your license plate or VIN and getting a real offer in minutes.
There really is no place like home.
And speaking of home, Carvana will pick up your car from yours after you finalize your offer. Visit Carvana.com or download the app and sell your car from your comfy place.
The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
Welcome to the Absolutely Not Podcast, where we do the most and the least at the same damn time. I'm your host, Heather McMahon. Okay, y'all, I just want to do a quick intro before we really get into the podcast. Just so you know, this episode is just a hodgepodge of just nuttiness. You guys have asked for my mom to come on the podcast, and I brought her on, and I've listened to it back. I don't know if she's giving you the hot fire that you want, but she's tired. She's in Italy. She insisted that she came on the podcast, and all she did was bitch and complain while she was on it and basically throw me under the bus. So stay tuned. She's coming into the podcast here in just a little bit. We're talking all things Italy. We're talking all things truly just being abroad, and I'm so thrilled that you've tuned in today. We're going to have a little bit of fun. Here we go. Hello, ladies, germs, and gents. It's your host, Heather McMahon, and welcome to an episode of the Absolutely Not Podcast. I am thrilled to be here, thrilled to be alive. If you listened to last week's episode, first and foremost, I want to thank you for the support. Secondly, I want to thank you for, you know, just come ceviche. For sending me your love. Last week, I did an episode called Ovaries on a Plane, where essentially I broke down what happened to me on my European transcontinental flight, where my ovary exploded. And I just want y'all to know the overwhelming response I got was so unbelievable. Thank you from the bottom of my heart for listening to the episode, for feeling my pain, for sending me your medical advice. Holy shit, I have never gotten that kind of response before. So if you're just tuning into the podcast for the first time, go back and listen to last week's episode so you know what kind of state I'm in. But anyways, where are we now? We're in Italia. We're in Italy. I am at a place called Fonto Medici. It's for the Medici family. They also own Antinori Wines. And I'm out in Tuscany. Tuscany is a broad conversation. Florence is the heart of Tuscany. But then you have the surrounding areas about 45 minutes south. You have Siena, which is where my family's from, and all the countryside and all the things around it. So we're basically right now hanging out in the countryside, if you will, at the Fonte de Medici. God, all you have to do an Italian accent is just to talk with your hands and just say things like this. That's how you get into an Italian accent. Just say like this. What do you want? I want a pizza like this. Easy. You're Italian. It's that easy. Or say allora, which means like, well, okay. Anywho, thank you for the response on the podcast last week. You guys, this is why I do what I do. And thank you for tuning in. This is crazy. I'm in Italy right now because a year ago I manifested that I wanted to travel more. And I said, I want to take people on a trip, but I couldn't afford to do it. So a year ago I met Whitney, and Whitney is, you can follow her on Instagram @blonde_atlas. She's the blonde atlas. Whitney is just a friend of mine who's an incredible travel guru. She's traveled the world. I found her on Instagram and messaged her like 2 years ago. I was like, oh my God, these trips look amazing. There's no way I could afford it. Like, how do we do this? She's like, girl, I would love to plan a trip. So over the past like year and a half, she and I decided to plan this trip in Italy where we would open it up to the public, bring whoever wanted to come on a curated trip. We wanted there to be like luxury travel, but that was still affordable. Well, what do you know? We did it. We did it right now. And we have 28 women in Tuscany, blackout drunk, flirting with two guys named Mario and Lauro. I'm not even kidding you. Lauro works in the restaurant here at the Fonte de Medici. And we said, listen, Laura, we're fucking starving. We got back late. Can you go get us pizzas in town? Not only did he go get us pizzas in town, he came back with his smoke show of a brother named Mario. So they brought us food and dick. These women who are single on this trip, and I'm calling each and every one of them out, are down there chomping at the bits. We've all had about 68,000 bottles of wine today. And here's the thing. The wine in Italy will get you drunk, but it won't make you hungover. It will not make you hungover. If you mix cocktails, then you'll get hungover. But if you just drink the wine straight in Italy, I promise you, hand to God, you will not get hungover. Why? No sulfates. Two, it's just fresher. Everything here is made here. You're not getting the bullshit. It's not sitting in a hot fucking crate going back to America to some Carrabba's Italian grill. Do you feel me? You can drink the table wine made out of a bathtub. You can drink the hooch. The hooch out of any little known as bathtub, and you'll have the ride of your life and won't be hungover. You go to like a fancy Olive Garden in the States, not even like a bad one, like maybe one out in like Rancho Cucamonga next to a nice movie theater. You get the nicest bottle of wine on that wine list. You'd be sick for days. You'll have an ovarian torsion. You could be a man. Doesn't matter. Your ovary will flip over because you get so sick from the wine. Not here, though. Not here, baby. Uh-uh. Italy is pure. The people are pure. The food is purest. I got 28 horny women chomping at the bits downstairs at Two Men. These guys brought in these pizzas tonight. I'm not even kidding you. Okay, we've been calling this whole trip like it's like a sorority house at the Fonte de' Medici. We've been calling it Pi Kappa Pasta, like it's one large sorority. And I got to tell you this right now. I really, truly did not know what to expect going into this. I'm like, okay, great. We got 28 people. Some could be, you know, they all know who I am clearly. Who knows why they signed up? Why do they want to travel? Like I planned this a year ago before I was in the situation of me like doing shows right now. Basically, I brought these women on this trip. I booked this a while ago, having no idea how this was going to go. What the kind of content we were going to get, who was going to show up. Like I just didn't truly know. And honestly, right now I feel so beyond blessed. I'm getting to hang out with 28 of the biggest ding dongs I have ever met in my life. These women are so fucking funny, so stupid in the best way. Do you know what I mean? You know, when you meet somebody and you just go, you're so fucking stupid, and you just immediately fall in love with them. That is this entire trip. I have been laughing my ass off since the moment they all got here. And it's cool. We've got like an assortment. Yeah, it's a sorority and you think everybody's cookie cutter, but they're not. We've got people celebrating their divorces. I'm like, gang, gang, let's go. We've got people celebrating in new jobs. Some people have just quit their jobs. I mean, it's like a celebration of life for somebody who's lost a loved one. I mean, really and truly, I think the coolest thing about this entire trip is seeing a group of women just take some fucking time from themselves and do something. We've got moms on the trips who are like, fuck it. I looked at my husband the other day and I said, Randy, take the fucking kids. Take Brantley and Brantley. Mom's got to go drink Chianti with some girlfriends and talk about what she needs. And that's 90% of it. You can self-care all fucking day, but if you're not self-caring in Italia, it's not the same. And I've said this before and I'll say it again. Everybody spends money in the Hamptons and like, you know, they're like, oh my God, I went down to like, you know, Pebble Beach and spent $10,000 for a weekend. Or you can come to Italy and do it with me and do it right and have a beautiful, luxurious trip and not spend a fortune. Now, did everybody on the trip go to Gucci yesterday and buy bags? 100% sure they did, but they saved up for it. They budgeted it. Okay, Gucci gang, Gucci gang, Gucci gang. Gucci, anybody who has any connections at Gucci, if you're listening to this, please, please, dear God, please. I would really like for you to come dress me for my wedding. I've got my wedding dress down, but I need some Gucci outfits. I need a whole situation. You can put a horse bit on my fucking veil. I don't care. I want to be a Gucci plus size model. Jeff would like to be a Gucci plus size model. Please come through for your sister. Anyways, let me just, okay, I've had to write these down in my phone so I would remember all of the ding dong things that everybody on this trip has done. because it's so out of control. Where do I even begin? Okay, speaking of Gucci, we went out to the Gucci outlets, and let me tell you what. Here's the thing. It's hit or miss. I cleaned up at the Saint Laurent outlet. That was worth it. The Gucci outlet, let me break this down for you. One, here's an absolute yes. It's an absolutely not for a lot of people, Asian tourists. It's an absolute yes for me, and here's why. We pulled up to the Gucci outlet, and I'm thinking, this is Christmas. Mama's cutting a check. She's about to go in there. She's cashed it. I got loose coins in my purse. I'm about to buy myself my first Gucci bag. We roll up. There's 255 Asian tourists in line. Usually being absolutely not, but I said absolutely fucking yes. You want to know why? Because the culture. I did a full, like full societal study. They're warriors. And that's not making me doing an Asian ninja joke. I'm not even doing that. They're actual warriors. I saw a small Asian man box out two German women in line. They were trying to kind of walk around him because he was a little bit more on the slender side. He was a little bit shorter. This guy couldn't have weighed more than a buck 10, boxed out two large German women. I mean, imagine me, but 6'4", an extra 100 pounds, and I got a twin sister, T and Tamara, but German. This guy literally elbow to elbow was like, there's no way in hell, bitch, that you're getting in front of me. And I took a second and literally stood back like, damn, Daniel. I was like, damn, sir, you just used your power. And now the Asian tourists, they don't fuck around. I commend them because when they show up to shop, honey, they've got six rolling suitcases, not carry-ons, checked bags. Now, I have a couple of theories. One, obviously, Asia's expensive, so they just come here with all their, you know, crazy rich Asian money and they just buy the place out. But two, also, I'm sure they take a bunch of the real bags back and then, you know, resample them. You know what I'm saying? I mean, I hate to say what I'm saying, but what I'm saying is, you know, they go back and then they make the fakes. They make the Fuchis. Now, my entire life, I've only been able to afford Fuchis on Canal Street. That means fake Gucci. Now, that's an absolutely not. You shouldn't be buying fake Gucci's. But I'll tell you what, at one point in my life, Fuchi was all I could do. So I stayed in my lane and lived my truth. But here I am on a Tuesday outside the Gucci outlet. Now, I still, of course, didn't go to regular Gucci. I still went to the outlet because, well, I'm a bitch who doesn't pay full price. Put it on my tombstone. Here rests Heather McMahon, a bitch who never paid full price. You do know that the reason why I've decided to go into entertainment and become, quote unquote, famous, not the love of acting, even though I did a very intensive college program, you know, not the love of the arts, if you will. It's for the free shit. Once you get boxes delivered to your house that you didn't even have to go online and pay for, and they just send gifts to your house, I get it. Forget the accolades, forget the Emmys, the awards, the roaring applause from the crowd means nothing. You send me free shit to my apartment? That's a high. That's a high right there. I've been on the go and I've really truly needed to hit the gym. But you know what's great? When you find a brand of athletic wear that you can feel fabulous in when you're not going to the gym, when you're just, you know, walking through an airport or, I don't know, living in Italy, just eating pasta like an animal. I'm talking about one of my favorite brands right now, Fabletics. Here's the deal. Fabletics isn't just about stretchy pants and sports bras and cute tops. No. It's another level of comfort. I would say, I just want to say agility. I feel like agility is the right word to use because you can take the outfits from day to night. The coolest thing is they kind of pick everything for you. Here's what you do. You go online, you type in your email address, you take a quick 60-second style pop quiz for personalized outfit recommendations. And then literally they just send thousands of curated styles directly to you. Here's the deal. If you check out as a VIP guest, you're getting up to 50% off regular prices, free shipping, and additional perks. Right now, my Absolutely Not audience can get two leggings. That's right. Two pair of agility leggings. I'm calling them that because I think everybody can like run straight to the buffet in them. Two pair of leggings for only $24. That's a $99 value. As a VIP using my special link, All you have to do, baby, is go to Fabletics.com/absolutely not. The cool thing about Fabletics is it's high quality. You can literally live in these. You can take them from day to night. I am so sick and tired of saying all of these brands just make crap. I'm sick and tired of going to Pilates and seeing through everybody's pants. Fabletics has changed the game. And honestly, they take the picking of style, taking all the decisions, they take it away from you. Because if you go online and you sign up for their VIP, they will send the styles directly to you. And that's what I need. I can't make decisions anymore. I want somebody else to do it for me. Again, just go to fabletics.com/absolutely not. And you can get 2 pair of leggings for only $24. That's a $99 value. And remember, free shipping on orders over $49. Just go to fabletics.com/absolutely not. Now back to the podcast. So I'm in line with my friends at the Gucci outlet, 250 petite Asians in front of me. And again, not a racial thing to them. Really, truly, they were all petite. You know, usually get like one heavier set Japanese guy. No, everyone was very petite. And one woman looked at me at one point. She turned around, looked me dead in my eyes. I looked her dead back in her eyes. I said, "Listen, Lisa, you and I can brawl." It was so they made us wait outside because they were only allowing like 10 people at a time in the store. And she and I were both looking at the same Python bag from the window. Like I could feel her energy looking at the same bag. And then she turned to me to be like, "That's my bag." And honestly, I'll be honest, I pussied out. I let her get it. She got into the store before me. She was quick. She was nimble, fast on her toes. She got the bag before me and I let her have it. I could have in that moment been the fat American who went up and said, "Hey, Lisa, you got 16 other bags in this checked to me luggage." Okay. It's a little unfair, spread the wealth. But then I realized in that moment, one, this is why China's a powerhouse. This is why they're good at everything. You know, I've got a dear friend, Raymond Padilla. He's half Chinese. And Ray and I laugh. We say, "Ray, you're an overachiever, but not from your Chinese side, from your Mexican side." He's like, "Heather, you know, I was supposed to be a doctor, a lawyer." I get why they are trained to work hard. It's for the Gucci fucking outlets, baby. If I was there with Raymond, Raymond would have cut a bitch. But he's Chinese. He can do that. I can't. I can't roll in. I'm already fat American. Let me tell you, big disappointment. I went to the Versace store. I was like, "I'm going to buy a Versace sweatshirt with like, you know, the animals on it with like a giant tiger's face." It just is like, I'm rich. I tried on a men's large, a actual man with the penises large didn't fit. Couldn't even get it over my shoulders. And the people in Versace were hysterically laughing. I was a little fat shamed. It was fine. It is what it is, you know? You win some, you lose some, but here we are. So first absolute yes is big shout out to just, you know, Asian tourist holding it down, giving zero fucks, no regrets, doing the most. More power to you. I get why you guys are a superpower and why you will slowly make us all your bitch. I hear you. Okay, let's talk about a couple things in Italy. Absolutely not in Italy. Here's the deal. I love Italy. Italy is one of my favorite. It is like my favorite country. I come here, I thrive. My skin glows. I lose weight, even though I've been just eating my fucking face off, all of the things. But Italy wants you to come here when they want you to come here. If you want to get a slice of pizza at noon, a reasonable time to get a slice of pizza on a Monday in Florence, forget it. They're like, "We're only open to from a 2 to 3. Literally, they just make up their own shop times. It's not like in Spain where, you know, everything closes at 2 and then they open back up at 9 because you take a 6-hour siesta. No, 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 no. In Italy, they just pick random hours. They pick random days to be open. Nothing is open ever, but it is open. If you want to go to a store, you need to call, verbally get somebody like a Mario on the phone. Because if not, you're going to show up and it's going to say online, open, you know, 1 to 5. They're going to be open 1 to 11. That's it. Then somebody got hungry, needed to take a nap. At least when you're in Spain, you expect it. In Italy, I don't even think they're taking a siesta. They're just fucking riding around on a Vespa, getting a gelato, smoking a cig. You know what I'm saying? It's the attitude is why? That is the attitude. Come on, why? Why you asking me that? Why I be open? Why for you? Why? And I like it because honestly, there are days where I kind of want to start looking at people and just going, why? You're in line at Starbucks. Somebody can't get their order out. why? You know, you're in yoga. The woman in front of you, raging camel toe. Hey, Karen, why? That is Italy in a nutshell. Warm, hospitable, hot, sexual, but why? All right, let me tell you about some of these hussies that are on this trip right now. First of all, there's a girl here named Elizabeth. Now, they know I'm going to talk about them. They're all downstairs getting rip-roaring drunk while mama's up here doing work, because that's what I got to do, because I got fans who couldn't make the trip. And I'm here to bring y'all the dirt. So this bitch named Elizabeth, I'll keep her last name out. There's like six Elizabeths on this trip. She's a chef. She's from Houston. Elizabeth gets so fucked up the first night. She tells me this now. Elizabeth's got kind of one of these voices. You know what I mean? We're 12 hours into the trip and she's already lost her fucking voice. So you know that she's one of those who just like rips Marlboro Reds back home in Houston outside of her kitchen. Just like one of these. So the first night, Elizabeth gets wasted. Now, you know that first night when you're meeting people, it's a little awkward. People are jet lagged. You're trying to make everybody feel welcome, but you're really getting to know everyone. She comes up to me hammered, slurring, kind of like, can't even keep her words together. She's like, honestly, when I saw that you got sick on that flight, I called my sister. I was like, listen, Heather, this fucking bitch is probably not even going to come on this trip. So why don't you slide in and take her spot? Because I don't even give a shit. I'm literally standing right there as this woman's telling me this story. I go, Elizabeth, I'm here. She goes, yeah, but I honestly kind of wish my sister came instead of you, because like, I just want to be in Italy with her. So I tell Elizabeth tonight, I'm like, Elizabeth, do you remember telling me that you didn't even want me to be on this fucking trip? She loses her mind. She's like, Heather, I am so sorry. I was so wasted. I said, you know, it's fine to insult me to my face, but bitch, you're on this trip with moi. We laughed so hard about it. She also told us at one point, it was something about her vagina that I feel like, you know, I'm never going to vagina shame somebody, but it was like that level of intoxication where I was like, I don't know if you want to tell a brand new group of friends that you've got one labia longer than the other. Also, do we have one or two? What is your labia? I don't know. Either way, it's a medical condition that my sweet friend, Elizabeth, who's a chef from Houston, has told everybody right out the bat. It was a lot. It was a lot. And I kind of looked at my friend Whitney and said, this is going to be a great trip. And it's been amazing. It's been amazing. Y'all, we have a girl on this trip named Olivia. Stunning. Used to be like a professional golfer in college. She's 26. She's the youngest one on the trip. This bitch is snapping content left and right. She told me six times today to look left. Literally did glamour shots. Didn't even feel them coming. You know, I thought I was a seasoned profesh. I find my light. I am the most amateur fucking, it is amateur hour on my iPhone. These young girls know how to snap it, find your light, throw in prompts at you. Over here, like the paparazzi, like you're doing a red carpet. Heather, over here, I sneeze. Somehow, my friend Olivia has now captured the most beautiful sneeze photo you've ever seen in your life. And they say youth is wasted on the young. She literally looked at me on the bus and she goes, hey, turn on your hotspot. I said, that's not appropriate. My hotspot gets hot for one person. It's Jeff. Thank you for being interested in my hotspot, but it's not open for business. She said, what the fuck are you talking about? I said, what the fuck are you talking about? And then I realized when she touched my phone, she was giving me free internet. Didn't even know what it was. I'm not even playing dumb right now. Didn't know how to get a hotspot. You know what I do know how to do now is find my real light and find internet in the middle of a Mercedes Sprinter van going 80 miles an hour down the roads of Florence. So not only is this trip educational for the people who haven't been to Italy, it's educational for me. I'm woke. I'm alive. I'm learning about cultures, not just Italian. I'm learning about everybody. You know, we got so many divorcees on this trip. Oh, these women are dropping their husbands left and friggin' right. And guess what? I'm totally here for it. I'm sorry I'm so hoarse. I've kind of been talking nonstop for the past 2 weeks. So hold on 1 second. I'm going to get my water here. Set this microphone down on my titties. Hold on. Can you hear me? Hold on, a little ASMR for you guys. Fonte de Medici. Fonte Medici. Tell you what, I've been drinking that Frizzante water. I should drink the flat water because I am determined that the Frizzante, you know, the sparkling water, it doesn't hydrate you. I don't care what anybody says. That shit does not hydrate you. For the first 4 days, which I'm sure had a lot to do with my ovarian torsion, but for the first 4 days, like, I was peeing mahogany brown. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know your pee is an indication of like where you are at emotionally and physically. My pee was Hershey and not like duty. It was like I would pee and I would look down in the toilet and go, that's not right. I'm a Christian. That's not right. And what do you even do? And then I finally realized I got to drink some of the natural water. I know what they say. It's the same shit. It's not. But I don't know how to drink water without bubbles. I need the tickle in my throat, the tickle in my tummy. That's what I need. But my urethra said, hey, put me in, coach. I need a break. Where's that naturale? I don't even know what I'm talking about. What the fuck am I even talking about right now? I keep getting interrupted because these hussies are so drunk. I mean, I said this before. I'll say it again. We are not getting out of the house enough, y'all. I think this is a big social experiment that we have been Netflix and chilling too hard, because when we as society get out in a social situation, we all lose our damn minds. I got 28 horny women down there shoveling pizza down their throats, flirting with two guys. There might be a fucking cat fight. If you hear, I got women fighting over two mediocre Italian men. Oh yeah, but we're celebrating divorces on this trip. Straight up, we sat around the table the other night, heard some horror stories. I mean, thank God I got my Italians dying, but my God, I will say this, if he ever fucks up, I got 28 new Pi Kappa Pasta sisters who will murder him. Do you know what I'm saying? Murder. Absolutely yes to sisterhood. Absolutely yes to camp. It kind of feels like camp. You know what I'm saying? We got to be at the bus by 10 for the day's activities, but we're in like Mercedes Sprinter vans. We're not like on a, like a weird tour bus. There's like three vans and we just like do it. It's everything. We're thriving. I'm glowing. I do look pregnant right now because my ovarian cyst is the size of like a baseball and I'm just fat. You know, you lose weight in Italy because the portions are small and the food is fresh, but I haven't really been walking because I've been doing all this other work. So I've just been getting in a sprint Mercedes Sprinter van to a town to eat, then getting back in a Mercedes Sprinter van. Usually when I come to Europe, it's like hot and I'm walking around everywhere and I just feel super fucking thin. Here, I've just been shoveling food down my face and then getting into Benz. So today we all kind of, you know, people went out and did winery tours. People got massages. We all broke out and did different things. I had to run a couple errands and look at some, get some wedding stuff done. But this is an absolute yes about Italy. So our driver, Alfonso, was just like, hey, we were out kind of in the middle of nowhere looking at this hotel. And he said, hey, do you, you know, you guys want to stop for lunch? I said, yeah. Do you have any suggestions? He's like, yeah, I know this like little mom and pop place. Or, you know, there's also a 2-star Michelin restaurant. Do you want to go there? Literally, that's Italy. That's Italy. You're in the middle of fucking nowhere and you end up at a 2-star Michelin restaurant. Let me tell you about the meal I had today. 10 courses of heaven, of umami heaven. If you don't know what umami is, you need to Google it. Umami is a perfect flavor. Umami is that all-encompassing flavor. When they say something has umami, it's like that where it has sour, sweet, salty, savory, all of the senses. That's umami. My entire meal today, umami. Who's mommy? You mommy. Not the baby. I'm the pasta. Literally. We just stumbled on a 2 Michelin star restaurant. You know what you don't stumble upon in America? That. I might stumble upon a Subway sandwich shop and have some zit-faced kid named Chaz try and make me an artisanal, hormone-riddled sandwich. Can't eat at Subway because it smells like baby vomit. I've never even had kids, but you know that specific smell of baby vomit. That's what a Subway sandwich smells like to me. There's no fast food here. You know what fast food is? Sit down, shut the fuck up, kick your feet up. Nona's going to make you a sandwich. That's fast food. And maybe if we all took a little, I don't know, tip from Nona and took care of ourselves and did a little bit more self-care on a Tuesday, went to a Gucci outlet on a Wednesday, we'd learn something about ourselves. God, I felt like such a proud mother hen seeing all of my little babies come back with Gucci's. It just, I felt good. You know, I felt like this was my calling. Yeah, God put me on the earth to entertain, you know, to bring people together, to network, if you will. But he also said, Heather, on the seventh day I made Gucci and I want you to share it with the world. And I'm here and I'm doing it. Oh, God is so good. God is so good. Let's get into some more of these absolutely nots. Now, these are specific ones from the trip that I have just been writing down, navigating. God. Okay. First and foremost, we got a girl named Carrie on this trip. She's friggin' fantastic. She's a cardiologist nurse practitioner, which basically means she's truly changing the world. I've had her listen to my heart 3 times because I thought I was having a panic attack. I've never been that anxious, but I just said, Carrie, I need you to feel my breast. And she said, Heather, that's not where your heart is. I said, just tell me it's going to be okay. And she said, it's going to be fine. The first thing I said to her was, I said, listen, Carrie, I know you're off duty. I apologize. Will you touch my breast? She did willingly, very professionally, medically professionally touch them. But she said, you know, that's not a part of the protocol. But I said, just please, please. And turns out we're all good. But speaking of touching breasts, my other girlfriend, Elizabeth, not that Elizabeth, this Elizabeth, she got a massage today. They rubbed her breast. Rubbed it with olive oil. I'm not even making this up. This is not an episode of I Love Lucy. She got a massage today. The woman flipped her over, rubbed her breast down with olive oil, told her it would cure her, listen to this, from breast cancer. She said, if you rub your breast with olive oil, you won't get breast cancer. You know what? Sounds like a fucking good idea to me. Sounds like a damn good idea to me. So Italy's got all the tips and tricks. You want to live a long life? Come to Italy. You want to not worry about doing too much, getting your kids from carpool, running amok, trying to keep up with the Joneses. You know you can keep up with in Italy? The Medicis. And guess what? You want to know what they do? Drink wine and lose their damn minds. Now, I got a little treat for you on this podcast. I wasn't going to do it, but she's staring right at me and she's so cute, as a snug as a bug in a rug. I'm bringing on Diva Red because I want Diva Red to give you some tips and tricks of what she thinks about Italy. So she's putting olive oil on her face right now. And then I'm going to hook up the microphone. Give me 2 seconds and I'm going to come right back with Diva Red. Hang tight. Ladies and gentlemen, recording live from Fonte de Medici. I've got Diva Red here. Diva, you walked in my room, you farted, you crop dusted in the middle of my podcast recording, so I might as well bring you on. This is your first time on the podcast.
Yes, it is. It's about time you let me get on the podcast. I love Italy. My favorite store in the whole wide world in Italy is Zara.
Mom, we have Zara at home.
Not as good as the one in
Hold
Florence.
Hold it to your mouth.
Not as good as the one in Florence. Sorry.
Well, I think this R in Florence sucks. It's too small.
Well, it doesn't fit you, Heather, because you're a strong girl. You have broad shoulders.
I was talking about the physical size of the room.
What room?
The physical size of the store is too small.
Oh, no, they had 2 stores. You didn't go down to the other store. Heather, the clothes.
There were 2 Zaras?
Yes. And it was
You should
fabulous.
See her right now.
I'm so excited. I'm so upset that we're going to Siena tomorrow and there's no Zara in Siena.
But remember, there's that cool vintage bag shop.
For what? Another handbag I'm going to buy?
Mom, we have a big Zara at Lenox Mall in Atlanta.
Heather.
Mom, hold the quit playing with your feet. Okay your Heather, body language is not right for a podcast.
Yes, it is.
A podcast?
Heather, the stuff that we have in Lenox Mall is okay, but the stuff that's in Florence is to die for.
So what did you see in Florence?
Oh, a suede coat. I saw everything that was chic. I saw a gorgeous white dress that I could wear for your wedding, but I know you'd kill me.
Mom, you can wear white. I don't give a shit.
No.
You're going to upstage me at my wedding anyways.
No, I'm not.
Yes, you are.
No, I won't. Oh, what about the poor guy we met on Bumble? The poor man that's in London who wants to be loved. I feel so bad for him.
Does what are anybody you talking about?
I have a Bumble pic. This guy, he's 61. He's really cute. Not for me, girls and boys. But he's in London, and he said that he wants to find someone to love him. He lost his wife. But then the next question, he said, are you married? No. Why would I be on Bumble if I was married?
Wait, Mom, what are you talking about?
I'm talking about the man on Bumble. What the hell was his name? Sergio or Franco?
Okay, you've clearly been cruising Bumble and not even telling
me. Yeah, I have. I have.
What?
Actually, there's a lot of pics on Bumble.
Mom, okay, Mom, this is not a live video.
Oh.
We are on a podcast. People can't see what you're looking at.
Oh.
You don't understand how the podcast
can
works.
Can they hear me now?
Yeah, they can hear you now.
Oh, okay.
But it's not live.
Oh, okay.
Okay,
so you can
we're talking
edit.
About Italy.
Yes,
yeah, but
I
I'm
love
not going to
edit.
I'm just going to let this raw footage out there.
I love Italy. It's really great, but nobody eats vegetables in Italy. What's
they really
the deal?
Don't.
They don't. You might have a salad with two little tomatoes, piece of lettuce, and shaved carrots.
They love a corn on a salad.
Where'd they get the corn from? Oh, but their corn's probably not GMO'd.
No.
Yeah. I want tomato sauce. I want, and I don't want anchovies on my spaghetti. Sorry. I don't want anchovies.
Mom, you were talking in this microphone as if it's a 1920s, like, vaudeville.
Looks like a penis. God, I haven't seen one of those in a while.
It looks like a penis.
Yeah, it does. Where'd you get these microphones?
My producer, Michelle, gave them to me.
Oh, that's
Say
nice.
Say hi to Michelle.
Hi, Michelle.
Robin used to do voiceovers. Robin, do you want to do a quick voiceover for everyone?
Hello, everyone. Welcome to Eastern Airlines. Flight 572 has landed, and your luggage will be arriving on carousel number 5. Hey, idiot, I said carousel number 5, not carousel number 3.
And my opening act is now Robin McMahon. You just lighten up. You're so excited. She's in her jammies.
Yes.
She's farted all over Italy. Mom, just because you're in, I won't say your age, but Mom, you have got to lock that sphincter
Heather,
up.
Heather, you can't. It's not good for you to lock it up. A little fart makes you feel good.
Okay.
And everybody does.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
They do.
But we've been going to some nice vineyards and you're just all through the vineyards.
No, sorry about that.
So wait a minute. You've been ripping ass in Italy and bumbling. Just like, are you trying to pick up some Italian?
You never know, sweetie pie.
Hold on.
What's up?
So, Mom, though, what do you think is the cool? Like, if you're going to tell somebody, hey, you're coming to Italy, what are your tips and tricks?
The tips would be make sure you wear black. Make sure your clothes are a little tighter because everyone in Italy wears everything fitted. If you're a woman, bring lots of silk scarves to wrap around your neck. And wear a hat because my hair just went crazy and I needed a hat to kind of tame it down.
Right. Yeah. Well, because side note, the hair dryers here don't work. You got to bring.
Oh, hell. Right. And the flat
65 friggin' adapters.
Work.
Just forget it.
Forget it.
Nobody here does their hair. Although I did hear that an Italian blowout's the best blowout you'll ever have.
Oh, can we get one tomorrow?
Yeah, we're getting them in Siena.
Oh.
We're going to get our hair done.
Oh, you got it. I'm doing it.
So, Mom. What do you think of the Italian men?
Some of them are pretty handsome.
Yeah, yeah, they're sharp dressers.
Oh, very sharp dressers. But do they have cash?
I don't know.
Although our cab driver, our Uber driver, whoever he was sharp looking.
Mom, you got to hold the mic.
He was sharp looking.
There you go.
There you go.
Yeah, he had on a nice Brunello sweater.
Yeah.
Some nice shoes.
Yeah, he looked good.
Row.
Yeah, I could have a good time here. You know what? The other thing in Italy. Guys, I have to tell you this. Every meal has got cheese. So if you're used to being regular, forget it when you come here because you will be stopped up for a little bit. Yep. But Lady Angela has everything. She's got soft stool, softener. She'll fix you right up.
Mom.
It's the truth. I'm regular. Don't worry about me. But I noticed everybody, all this cheese. I was listening to a few of the girls complain that they haven't gone in a few days.
Mom, do not come on this podcast and air everyone's actual dirty laundry that they haven't taken a shit.
No, I'm just telling you wanted tips and tricks. All right. So just make sure you take some fiber.
So do you think everybody's getting so drunk because they're so constipated?
Could be.
Have you ever seen women drink like this?
No, these girls are so much fun.
Aren't they fun?
Yes. And they're so cute. Yeah, they're adorable.
First of all, we also have to give a shout out to Haley.
Hey, Haley.
She's on the trip.
Oh, yeah, I know. She's the gorgeous one.
She's so gorgeous. She looks just like Erica Jane from The Real Housewives of Orange County.
She's prettier.
She's prettier than Erica Jane. Yeah, she is.
You just want to stroke her hair.
I mean, not that like that's a thing, but like she just is like, she's stunning. She's literally like Erica Jane stunning.
Yeah, stunning. And not only is she stunning, she's nice.
Oh, wonderful. And I told her I want her just to give me a full makeover.
Yes.
I want her to beat my face. Beat it. I want to be black and blue beat. You know what I'm saying? Because the makeup's so good.
Oh, she's flawless. How do they make them like that in Texas?
I don't know, because they're Texan.
Yeah, and her hair is gorgeous.
I've looked like a troll under a bridge who you have to say riddles to in order to pass. I'm so tired in Italy right now. Do I look tired?
You look like you have broad shoulders.
Mom, me having broad shoulders has nothing to do with what my eyes.
Yeah, no, your eyes don't look too bad. They don't look that bad.
My eyes don't look bad.
No. Heather, what was that shirt you tried on in that store?
Versace.
Well, what do you expect? They make Versace for little skinny guys. We like big
dudes. I tried on the men's largest size, Mom.
Didn't fit?
No, didn't fit at all.
That's because of your boobs. What do big girls do? Are there no big girls in Italy?
No. Did you see any? I didn't see any
big men either. I saw tall guys, but not... muscular. They looked all thin. Jeffrey stuck out like a sore thumb. The Italian stallions.
Let's just talk about that. So you've called me fat. You called Jeff fat.
Jeff's not fat. He's a big dude.
Right. But you just called us out for being large. Mom, this is not the insult. You know, it's an absolutely not bringing your own mother on the podcast so then she can insult you.
Heather, I'm not insulting you.
You have to say three nice things about me on the podcast.
People have been waiting
for you to come on the podcast. Right. I give you a chance and you throw me under the bus.
No, Heather, I'm not. Heather, I'm not throwing you under the bus. Three nice things. You're sweet. You're nice.
That's nice and sweet are the same thing.
Okay, you're nice and sweet. You're tall.
That's not a compliment.
All right. You're kind.
Nice and sweet and kind are the same three things.
All right, you're generous. What else do you want me to tell you?
Come up with three things, Mom.
Like, what's the other thing you're good at? You tell funny jokes.
Mom, I'm your favorite child, and this is all you can give me?
No, you're good. Just make sure, Heather, you do not put me in a home.
I'm going to put you in a home at this rate.
No, you're not.
Okay, I've given you three options.
All right, what's the third? Three nice things?
You haven't said three. All right. You haven't said one.
All right, three nice things about you. You're funny. You're smart. You have nice feet. I'm looking at your feet.
Okay, well, we all know that's a lie, Mom, because they look like chunks of cheese.
They kind of do, Heather. Yeah, they kind of do. I'm sorry.
Do you want me to say three nice things about you?
Yes.
Okay, Mom.
What?
You're very creative.
Yes, you're creative, too.
Oh, now, I'm giving you...
Yeah, good. What else?
You're very creative.
Right.
You're absolutely adorable.
Oh, like that.
And you have a joyful disposition.
Yeah, Heather, that's neat. I didn't know you wanted me to tell you stuff about that. Yeah, you're pretty joyful.
What does that even mean? I didn't know that you wanted me to tell you stuff about that.
You wanted three nice things about you. I thought you're pretty. You're smart. You're kind. You like good
you
food.
You just looked at my tummy when you said that.
I was thinking about what we had for lunch today. It was so good to die for. Yeah,
we did. Tell everybody about what we had for lunch. I told them it was a 2 Michelin star restaurant.
Yes, and I haven't eaten meat or fish in a very long time. This had fish. I mean, you just want to stick your face in the bowl and just go and slop it all down.
So like motorboat it?
Oh, motorboat it is right.
You wanted to motorboat that fish?
Yeah, everything was good. Yep.
And we stumbled upon it.
Yeah.
What do you think you stumble upon in America?
A homeless guy. I don't know. No, there's not that much you can stumble upon in America.
Mom, you got to hold the mic near your face.
Okay, it's near my face.
Thank you. Now we can hear you.
Okay. Ask me another question.
Mom, you're terrible at podcasting. It's supposed to be a back and forth conversation. Did I what?
No, I didn't pause it.
Oh, so you didn't pause it. So.
No, I want them to hear the raw footage. I'm not editing this out. People need to understand what it's like to deal with you.
Oh, Heather, let's not even go there. I was thinking today when you used to come downstairs to the basement and I had to do an audition with you and I tried to get into character to help you with this audition and all I had to do is listen to you bitch and yell at me. I don't think so. I was trying to be nice, Heather. They wanted you to play a small Asian girl. Obviously, they didn't see you. And you know what? It's hot as hell up here.
You told me to put on the heat.
I know, but now I'm hot. We'll have to open a window.
This is what happens. You hit your 70s. One minute she's freezing. Next minute it's a hot flash.
Yeah.
What do I have to look forward to? Farts and hot flashes, honestly.
Really?
Doesn't look that fun. You're so cute, Mom. I can't ever say mad at you because you're so freaking cute.
Oh,
so, Mom,
I'm glad.
Do you have any absolutely knots for Italy?
Don't drive. Oh, we're going to Siena where you almost killed us when you were driving that time. I'm yelling in the back seat, get me the hell out of here. When Lady Angela was giving you directions and that big bus came, driving in Italy's a trip. Yeah, you have to back up on these narrow roads. No, I wouldn't. No, I wouldn't live up here. I would have to have a young stud driver with good eyes.
As opposed to a young stud driver with bad eyes?
Yes. That pizza we had tonight was fantastic.
Ooh, I had the one with the anchovies
on
it. Oh,
that's disgusting.
It was phenomenal.
Right. Really?
Yeah. It's just salty.
Oh.
It has big capers. What are the big capers called?
Oh, you had to ask me.
Like grape capers or something?
No, they're called something else, and I can't think of it right now because I'm tired.
I know. We're doing a lot. Honestly, yeah. You guys
can
are
we do this when we first wake up in the morning? I'll be bright. I'm sweating to death in this freaking room, Heather. It's, what is it, 110?
Open the window.
Okay.
You can put the microphone down and open the window. Y'all, this is a raw podcast. Y'all have been following along on Instagram. I'm not even going to pretend to you. Mom, what are you doing? Just pop that open. Mom, you just have to pop the thing open.
Pop what open? This?
Okay. You know what? Mom, go open the one in the bathroom. Yeah, Jesus, help us and save us. You know, y'all want me to give you these highly produced podcasts. It's, you know what it is? It's me with the microphone on the road. There's nothing highly produced about this. Yeah, I got to send it to somebody back in LA to like make sure I add in a commercial. It's just raw. It's real. We're in Italy. We're sweating. We're drunk.
Do you want me to tell them the story?
Put the microphone out.
Heather, do you want me to tell them the story about Acapulco? About what? The bidet?
No, Mom, because
that was so funny.
Mom, Acapulco, we're in Italy. You can talk about Italy.
Oh, that's right. But I was thinking because Italy's got bidets too.
What do you think about vaginal washing?
I think it's great. Everybody should vaginally wash. You know, in the United States, we have this spray. You don't want to, that's like using air freshener. You need to clean that thing. Well, it's the truth.
But some of these bidets are a little tricky. How do you sit on that one? I know how to use fancy bidets, but these bidets where you just sit, how does it work?
These bidets are kind of ding-dong because the water comes out of the side. I like the one where the water comes up from the bottom.
And just really zhuzhes your tush. Well, ladies and gentlemen, you heard it here first. Robin loves
the zhuzhing of the tush.
So maybe we go home and we install some fancy bidets.
Where are we going to put them?
In your bathroom.
Maybe.
I mean, yeah. Right now it's only the cats that are smelling your ass.
Oh, kiss my foot. The only other thing in Italy, all the toilet seats are ice cold. Sitting on those damn toilet seats, you freeze your ass off. And what's with the toilet paper that's like wax paper?
Oh, what have I always said? I don't trust anybody who uses Scott toilet paper. You go to somebody's house and they have wax. I will say the toilet paper is shitty.
Yeah.
But even the napkins here, you go to a restaurant, there's not a real napkin. It's like wax.
Yeah.
You're basically using parchment paper on your pussy. Let's be real.
Yeah.
But you told me a long time ago, never trust somebody who gives their guests cheap toilet paper.
That's right, Heather.
We can't say out loud, but you want to know who gives really cheap toilet paper at their house?
Don't say I do.
You don't.
We
can't say it out loud, but you and I are thinking the same thing.
Yes, we are.
Bastards.
Cheap bastard.
Okay. All right. Mom.
What? You look cute in your little leopard pajamas.
Thank you. Everybody, show me your moo-moo.
Oh, really? Jazzy.
Jazzy? Nobody says jazzy.
No one?
No. Well, you don't even
cute.
Say jazzy.
Yeah, you look cute. You know what, Heather? I'm having an anxiety because tomorrow I want to go to Zara and get that dress.
What dress?
The one, there were several that I saw that are great.
Okay.
But there's no Zara in Siena.
Mom, you have to let go of the Zara.
I know. I'm sorry.
Mom, put it
sorry.
To your mouth.
I'm sorry. I wish there were, but there's an H&M.
Okay, then you go to H&M and you get what you want from H&M.
Yeah, I love H&M. All right, guys, I'm going to just crawl into bed, I think. I am in bed.
That's it? That's it? You're done with the podcast?
Well, can I talk to them when I first wake up? I'll be bright-eyed and bushy-tailed.
Okay.
Yeah.
That's it?
Yeah.
You're done.
The other thing that I'm not crazy over, I love Italy. I love all the food, but I like my pasta cooked just a little more than way they've cooked it. I don't like my pasta that's crunchy. I don't want to hear snap,
Mom,
crackle, pop when I'm eating spaghetti.
Mom.
What?
You cook it al dente at home.
I cook it perfectly. But lately, the couple of places we went to was a little snap, crackle, pop. And that's not the way I like it.
How do you like it?
I like it a little smoother. You know what I mean? Smooth and savory. Yeah.
Robin, I love that you just thought you were like, okay, time to go to bed. I'm going to get off the podcast. It doesn't work that way. Quit playing with your toes, Mom.
I'm scratching my foot.
She's scratching her foot, acting like a nut job.
No.
Mom,
kids were so much fun tonight. I love these girls.
I know.
They're
already in a sorority?
Yes. Yes.
Having so much fun.
Yes.
Every night on the trip, we've gone in what we call the chapter room, which is like this beautiful room in the villa. And we all just hang out and drink wine and listen to Bruno Mars and just giggle and talk about everybody's terrible ex-husband.
Right. We do.
It's so fun.
Yeah. They're so adorable. And they're, I love them all. I feel like I'm one of the sorority sisters.
Do you like traveling with me? Be honest.
Yes, I do. What are we going to do about the damn cat? So Heather's two cats are in Camp Kitty, and one of the cats won't eat. So the cat that won't eat is going to the vet tomorrow, and Heather's yelling at me, what are you going to do about it? I said, Heather, I'm in Italy. What do you want me to do? Hop on a jet tonight?
Mom, I wanted you to make an executive decision to make a phone call.
I did. And so they're taking the neurotic cat, Goldie, to the vet tomorrow. She's already on Xanax. So
Xanax is not what she needs. She needs a fucking lobotomy.
Yeah, she does.
Okay, well, let's not stress out about the cat.
You know what? I think she's all upset, Heather, because I tried to shave her and I gave her that terrible haircut.
Yeah, you gave her a terrible shave,
yeah,
Mom.
She looks like she has mange, poor thing. I told her it would grow. I said, Goldie, it'll grow. That's why she peed on my pillow. She hates me. She did twice.
Do you guys understand? You've asked for it. Do you understand why I don't bring Robin on the podcast more? Because this is the content that you'd get. It's so ADD all over the place. Robin does not understand. Oh, now she put on sunglasses.
Oh, and these are cool. Yeah, I like these glasses.
Mom, I want you to name three things you like about traveling with me. I'm
three
just trying
things,
to...
Oh, we go to really good restaurants because Heather likes to eat, obviously. And we stay in nice places. Hopefully she gets a hookup. And what's the third thing? I can't think of the third thing, Heather. Food.
Mom,
we go to nice places.
You can't even come up with three things you like about me.
Yeah,
less three things you like about traveling with me.
Heather, you're easy to travel with.
Listen to me right now.
What?
I compliment you all day. I can barely get anything out of you. It hurts my soul. This is why I'm in comedy, because you never told me how cute I was growing up.
Heather, that's bullshit. I always told you were cute.
But you also told me I was fat.
I didn't say you were fat. I just said you were healthy. You are healthy. You're not fat, Heather. I've seen some other fat people. You're not fat. You're going to be fine.
I'm going to be fine.
Listen to me.
What?
When you and Jeff decide to have kids, what did I tell you?
I don't want to repeat it, Mom.
Yes. What I said was try and get a surrogate, but have Ashley and some small dude go visit the surrogate, because if they see the size of you and Jeff, there's no way.
So you're telling me I should bamboozle my surrogate into making her think that she's going to have a smaller kid than what she is.
Yeah.
So Jeff and I, so not only should I not carry my own child, I should get a surrogate and then lie to her about the size of who I am. Mom, it takes a pretty twisted mother to think about that at night.
No, Heather, you've never been pregnant. So once when your head's in the toilet and you're throwing up, you'll be saying, why didn't I listen to my mother?
She was but on the flight over here, they all thought I had an ectopic pregnancy.
Yeah.
Hey, do you have a baby in your fallopian tubes?
Oh, God, that was awful. Heather, I woke up when you sent me that text message. Oh, Mom, don't worry. I'm in an ambulance on my way to the hospital at 6:30 in the morning my time. I was like, what? But you made it. I'm very proud of you. That
I'm a warrior bitch.
Yes, you are.
And we're making it through Italy.
Yes, we are.
In Jesus' name.
Yes, we are. Thank you, Lord.
In Jesus' name, amen. Robin McMahon, thank you for coming on the podcast. Ladies and gentlemen, it is late here in Italy. I think we might try and put out another bonus episode. I want to get something out. I'm sorry I've been traveling. I'm trying to give you guys the best, but I'm literally staring at a thong that I washed in the sink today that is actually on a heated towel rack that is in flames.
Do you think those will...
Mom, I think it's sparking
there.
Oh,
shit, it is sparkling.
On that note, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for tuning into the podcast. I will be back next week, regularly tuned in program. I'll tell you the rest about our trip. We'll get to the voicemails and we will do the most. It'll be a much longer episode. Thank you for bearing with me while I am traveling. I'm literally about to lose my voice towards the end of this. Well, and also you learned a lesson. If you liked Robin coming on the podcast, leave me a DM. If you didn't, well,
don't
you know what?
Anything.
Robin says, don't say anything because you're a bitch. Anyways, love you. Mean it. Again, subscribe, swipe up. I don't know. Do you swipe up? This is a podcast. Do all of the things, but mostly take care of yourselves, love yourself, and book a trip to Italy. I'll tell you more about it next week. Got to keep these things under an hour or you guys get bitchy. Anyways, love and light and see you next week. Thanks for listening to the Absolutely Not podcast.
Thanks so much for listening to today's episode. Don't forget to subscribe, rate us, and leave a review. And as always, follow me on Instagram at Heather K. McMahon. See you guys soon.